This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
This is the song Alligator Tears by Beyonce, which I'm just putting it out there right now. Netflix, if you're listening, would be a great theme song for a show or a docuseries based on the story that Katie is about to tell us about, a therapy alligator.
Well, he doesn't go by a therapy alligator, an emotional support alligator.
What's the difference? He's a doctor either way.
He lived in Pennsylvania with his owner, Joe. And Joe would take Wally out and about, he's about 6 feet long, and he'd take him to nursing homes. Sometimes people could watch Wally splash around in public fountains, which I find is fun. He would go to craft fairs and stuff, you know, you could pet him, and other people would bring their reptiles. He was known for giving hugs.
Aww. The alligator.
Yeah.
Wally the alligator.
Yes.
All right.
So Joe went to visit a friend in Georgia. Of course, he's going to bring Wally with him.
Of course.
And he is staying at his friend's house. Wally is outside in some kind of pen.
Well, you can't bring Wally in the house. He's 6 foot tall.
Well, I guess he's not potty trained.
He's not potty trained. Yeah.
Well, apparently in Georgia, it's really funny to take alligators and put them on people's lawns and then ring their doorbell and watch them freak out.
What?
I know. They don't have a lot going on there. So somebody saw Wally and thought, we're going to do the great gator prank.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And put Wally on somebody's front lawn.
All right.
Well, animal control was called.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
And they picked Wally up, and they let Wally go into a swamp.
No.
They thought they were returning him to the wild.
So has Joe found Wally? Oh, my God. Okay, so if you're just joining us, Katie found a story, and everybody needs to be on this. We have to find Wally, the emotional support alligator, somewhere in the swamps of Georgia. He's lost his daddy, and he needs to be returned. Now, poor Wally, the alligator, when these people showed up to, let's go actually all the way back to when he was kidnapped from the pen and put on somebody's front porch as a goof. What a state. But okay, they are approaching him in the dead of night while he's probably sleeping, no doubt in a nightcap hat, okay? Probably is.
He did have his own vest, and sometimes he wore sunglasses.
A retainer of some kind.
Yeah, Invisalign.
And he hears the people coming, and he probably thinks, somebody wants a hug.
Right.
Oh.
Are you having a bad day, friend?
Hello, my name is Wally.
Yeah.
And then they pick him up and he goes, okay, this is a weird hug. Ow, ow, ow. They throw him, I guess, in the back of their pickup truck. Yeah. I guess that's what they do in Georgia. And then they take him to somebody else's house. And he goes, okay, I guess this is the old age home. Hello.
Right. Ooh, it's, we don't usually go at night, but okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's an emergency.
Right.
Then the cops show up. He probably thought they needed a hug.
I'm sure. Oh, okay. You can't come here, guys.
Right. Hello,
my
officer.
Back to blue.
God, Blue Lives Matter
right.
is my mantra.
And then
they just release him in the swamp.
Shoo, shoo.
And then think about him now in the swamp with other real alligators.
And he probably doesn't even know he's an alligator.
No, he thinks he's a person.
Yeah.
He is in danger.
So they have they had a GoFundMe. They raised $10,000 for Joe, his owner.
Yeah.
And some buddies.
Okay.
To travel to wherever the swamp is, stay for a few days, and search for him.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that costs money.
I guess it does, okay. Yeah.
But the trapper said the swamp is very large. And the odds of finding Wally are slim to none.
Sure, of course. That's tragic for both of them. But like now the problem, I mean, have you ever seen an alligator?
Yeah.
I don't care if this gets me canceled or not. They all look the same.
Okay.
Oh my God. Right. All right.
Okay, but do you think Wally would act different? Like, do you think he comes to his name?
Well, sure.
Okay.
I mean, if Joe showed up, Wally, I'm sure, would lumber happily.
Yeah.
As opposed to lumbering hungrily.
Okay.
Toward
okay.
Joe.
Yeah.
He'd be able to, like, see it in his eyes. But Joe's not the only person on this search.
Right.
There's many people on the search. And how do you tell the difference between one alligator and another.
So I think this is the answer. You give them a collar like a dog.
Right, with a bell.
Yeah, or at least their name.
Right.
And your name and your phone number.
And say, yes, this alligator's microchip.
Yeah, exactly.
And okay, so listen. Have your alligators spayed or neutered. Give them a collar. Get the microchip, for God's sake. And let them hug more people. Oh.
I'm not going to say we should start hugging alligators.
All right, we'll draw the line there.
Okay.
But at the very least, though, do the other things.
Yeah.
You've heard it here first on the Wake Up Call, and we're working on a fun run very soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.